This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Monday, January 18th, 2010. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Hopefully you thought for at least 1 second about Martin Luther King Jr. and what he did for our nation. If not, you're an idiot. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding with you. No, just, you know, happy MLK Day. Yes, so I was on Twitter today, and I asked if I should podcast, and like three or four people said, yes, podcast, tell us about your weekend. So, of course, that's what I decided to do. And I was thinking that, oh my gosh, I probably should have podcasted on Sunday, but because this was a three-day weekend, I decided to wait and podcast today. So, the boyfriend came to my house the whole weekend, well, the majority of the weekend, I should say, and he came to my house Friday night, and I had... I bought some big steaks for dinner. Not filet mignon. I could not afford them. I got some other steaks that were on sale for like $4 a piece. But they were still good. I mean, you know, they're not the $25 filet mignon, but these steaks were good. Anyway, so we had the steaks with a nice red wine. And then after having dinner, the boyfriend, as you probably heard from Friday's podcast, the boyfriend said he wanted to weigh in on the whole Lon and Jim thing from last week. I'm not going to talk any more about it, except that you should go and listen to Friday's podcast, because the boyfriend tells you what he thinks about the whole thing and all of his opinions and all that. And he makes some very good points that I was just too mad to make on my podcast from Thursday, I believe it was. When did I podcast that? Was it Thursday or was it Wednesday? Actually, I think it was Thursday. Yep. I got 14 comments. Thank you all for the comments, and 5 comments on the boyfriend's comments about that. So anyway, yeah. So we did a podcast, and after the podcast, we watched some TV and had another bottle of wine. And then we went to bed. Then on Saturday, we had plans to go to wineries, because we actually had 2 different appointments that we had to make. We were going to one winery to talk to the winemaker about what winemakers do in the wintertime. Do they, what kind of things do they do in the vineyard in the wintertime, and what do they do actually in the winery, you know, with the barrels and the wine or whatever. So we went and talked to this one winemaker for a good, almost an hour, and then we did a tasting of all his wines. And then we went to another winery and elected to do a premium tasting, which, thank goodness, the boyfriend paid, because it was so expensive. I thought it was way too expensive for what you got to taste. But anyway, it was really nice. They took us to this really fancy tasting room with a big table, and I think there were 12 of us, and you got really nice wine glasses and a little plate of different foods and stuff to pair with the wines that we were tasting. So that was really nice. I guess that's why it cost so much, but I didn't think it was worth it for them. I mean, the wines are really nice, yes, but I don't know that the whole tasting was worth that much money. Anyway, that actually lasted a lot longer than the boyfriend and I thought it was going to last, because we had actually had plans to have some lunch, and we actually ended up not having time. So because our next appointment was to go to a Cabernet Vertical tasting that we got invited to by the winery owner of this one winery, and she invited us, so we couldn't be late or, you know, not show up. So we went there and got there a couple minutes early, actually, and the place was jam-packed. But, you know, we were like, oh, it was free. We actually, because it would have cost like $120 for the two of us to do this vertical tasting, and we got it for free because we got an invitation. The lady said, please be my guest. So we're like, hell yeah, we'll be your guest, and of course we'll write about it. So anyway, we tasted 6 different years of Cabernet. Is it 6? Let's see. We tasted 01, 02, 05, 06. And then from the barrel, we tasted 07 and 08. So yeah, 6 different Cabernet Franc, or Cabernet Sauvignons. And then we had a dessert wine that they had, and a, like a Meritage, I should say. That they say it Meritage. Anyway, they were very good wines, although the 05 and the 06 were not very good, and I ended up not drinking very much of them, you know, because they gave you a little bit more than a regular tasting, so you had a little bit more in your glass to taste. And it was a three-course meal, so we actually had all this fancy food that you, you know, because they would pour two wines, and then they would serve you this plate of food, and they had everything from pork Wellington to beef ribs, and then there was like this polenta and these rice dish, and they had, I mean, it was a full meal. It was like a whole dinner, but they served you courses. So you served two wines, and they served a course, and you tasted the wines and ate the foods that were paired with those specific wines. And we talked about it with the winemaker. There were probably like 50 people there too, and they had like a big U-shaped table, so the winemaker could walk in between and talk to all the people about, you know, what they were noticing of the wines and stuff. So and then they served two more wines, and then another plate of food, and then two more wines, and the final plate of food, and the last plate of food had the pork Wellington. And the boyfriend was giving me such a hard time, because he's like, "Oh, you don't eat pork," and he's right. Half the time I do not eat pork. Some of the times I do eat pork, and that happened to be a day that I was eating pork. So I ate. It was actually good. The pork Wellington was good. And then we schmoozed around with people and talked with the lady who invited us, and turns out she had invited some other quote-unquote press people. That's what we have come to find out, that she invited a local newspaper, us, the wine bloggers, and then some PR lady who uses social media to spread the word about things. And I didn't realize it, but this lady that we met, I already follow her on Twitter. And she was like, "Oh my gosh, I know who you are." And, you know, so it was cool to meet her and talk wine and stuff. And it was interesting, because just the night before we were talking about having a Malbec, and we were tweeting it. And the lady's like, "Oh my gosh, you just tweeted about your Malbec that you had last night. And that's the wine that I was going to buy here today." So it was really interesting. It was funny how the whole social media thing works. And we met, I guess, three people who are in the wine, Twitter, social media, whatever, kind of whatever community, I guess. And it was fun to put faces to names and meet people in person. So that was cool. And then we were there for probably, oh my gosh, let's see, it started at 4:30 and we left there about 7, so 2.5 hours, I guess. And maybe we left at 6:30. Maybe it was just 2 hours long. But we stayed after everybody left. We were talking to the owner. Well, actually, she's not the owner. She's the owner's daughter, I should say. She's the PR person. But we were talking to her for a while. We were talking to the winemaker for a while. We were talking to the Twitter people for a while. So we ended up, I think it was 7 before we left there. Anyway, that doesn't really matter. Came home and then decided to watch a movie. I was wanting to snuggle, but it was too late to snuggle, because if we had snuggled, we would not have gone to sleep later. So instead, we watched a movie. The boyfriend brought over a Netflix that he had gotten in the mail, and it was a terrible movie. You know how you always hear Tom, a Ramble Redhead, talk about his homo movie nights and some of the crazy movies that he gets? Well, this one was called, I believe, Four Letter Word. And I'm looking it up here because I can't remember exactly. Oh, there it is. From 2007. It's on Internet Movie Database. The lead character's name is Jesse Archer. That's his real name. That's funny. Anyway, it's a horrendously bad movie. 20-something twinks, lots of nudity, sleeping around, trying to be monogamous, it not working out, terrible acting. The filming was not bad. The actual scenes and filming was not bad, because it takes place in New York. But the acting was so bad, and the plot was so bad. And it came to the end, and I was like, "Oh, is it over?" I didn't even realize it was over. Just a very bad movie. So just stay away from a movie called A Four-Letter Word. Just really bad. If I was going to give it my little A's, like Mark does for Running with Blue Sponge, his Blue Sponges, I would give this one a 1A rating. So yeah, so you can avoid that movie. We need to actually put some better movies on our Netflix, because that one was just really bad. I think we do have some other ones on there that are will be better for us to see, but I don't remember. I can always log on, but I'm not going to do that. Anyway, so we saw the movie, and then after the movie, went to bed, because it was probably 11 o'clock by that time. So we went to bed and slept late and snuggled a lot and got up on Sunday. And we had plans yet again to go to wineries on Sunday because we had another appointment to meet our new friend slash massage man who did the massages in the pictures that you saw on the website. We met him and his boyfriend at a winery because that massage guy is a club member. He is a member of the wine club there. So we met them there and did a tasting and got a bottle of wine. We brought some cheese and crackers and nibbles and stuff. And because the guy is a member of the wine club there, we get to use this special wine club members room so we could eat our food and sit around and chit-chat. It was a really nice room and all that. So we hung out with them for a couple hours, and we had not met his boyfriend before, so we got to chat with him and find out, you know, what he does and all that kind of stuff. And we just had a really good time, so we made plans before we left to go to to meet up at another winery later on. I mean, like at another time. So we had a very good time with him. A new couple. Just when you get rid of one, you make another one, make friends with another one. So that was very nice. And those guys they're our age. They're very nice. So we had a good time. Then after that winery, we went to another winery, one of our favorites that wasn't too far from the other one, and ended up talking with the owner / winemaker of that winery for like 3 hours. We were the only ones in the tasting room for probably a solid hour before other people came in. And we tasted wine and talked wine and bitched and complained and gossiped about the wine community. And then we ate some lunch got a bottle of wine, ate some lunch, and had a really nice time. And then ended up not leaving until like 5 o'clock. So we were gone again on a really long day. And we only went to two wineries, but we had such a good time and got some good information from the second winery. It was really good information, and we had a good time. And tasted, of course, some great wines. After that, we came home, and that was Sunday, so I told the boyfriend, he said, "What are we going to watch a movie?" And I'm like, "No, we are watching Big Love on HBO, because I am now relatively addicted to Big Love, so I forced him to watch Big Love." Well, he didn't have to, but he was in the room when I was watching it, so and of course I was trying to explain all the characters as they were on the screen and stuff, and it's not necessarily that he was following it, but you know, he was listening to me. And then after Big Love, there's this show called Hung. I don't know if I mentioned it before or not. It's about this school teacher who is hung. He's got a big dick, and his house burned down, he's broke, so he becomes a male prostitute for females, not for males. For females, he fucks them and gets paid for it. And that show's called Hung. And they've been playing two episodes back to back right after Big Love for the last couple of weeks. And I think they're catching up to where their next season starts, because I think this is I'm seeing the first season of it. And I like that show too, so I stayed up and watched those. The boyfriend went to bed after the first episode of Hung, and then I stayed up till 11 o'clock watching the second episode of Hung. And then I went to bed, and then we slept again, like another 8.5 hours, snuggled a lot and all that. And got up this morning, and I made pancakes for breakfast. We hadn't had pancakes for a while, so I made pancakes. And then the boyfriend left to go to his house, and I followed behind him like 10 minutes later, because I don't know if I said this either, over the winter break, the holidays, the boyfriend was determined to get HDTV on his TV, on his cable system. So because he's had an HDTV for like 4 years and has been watching the plain old TV on it. And I was like, honey, you'd have a lot more channels and a lot better picture if you just get HD. So he finally broke down and he got HD. Well, they send you this self-installation kit. So that arrived at his house last week. So I said, well, you know, over the weekend, I'll come to your house. We'll set it up and all that. So went to his house, set up the box, and I could not get a picture on the TV. I mean, like, the cable box was working because you have to call and activate the box or whatever. So when I called to activate the box, the lady's like, "Are you getting a signal?" Because I'm showing there's no signal. And I said, there's no picture on the TV. However, on the cable box, you know, it shows the channel, it shows the time, all that kind of stuff. And she said, well, then we need to work on your TV because you have to set it to accept the HDMI cord that you have coming out of the cable box. And I was like, well, I don't know what it is. So, I mean, and the TV is old enough that at least for me, I thought, because mine works this way. When you plug in the HDMI and there's a signal, my TV automatically goes to it. I don't have to change anything. So I thought for sure the boyfriends would be the same way. But the settings didn't work that way. So I kept fooling with it and fooling with it. And she kept saying, connect this, disconnect that, let's try this, use this remote for that, and blah, blah, blah. And we never got it. And she goes, well, I'm going to have to, you know, refer you to the tech support. So she put me on hold and sent me to tech support. And I put the speakerphone on the phone. And it sat there for like 20 minutes. And on, of course, this is fucking Comcast. I hate Comcast. But anyway, while we were on hold, I was fiddling with the settings on the TV. And there was one setting that said, revert back to factory settings. So I clicked on that. And within 2 seconds, it recognized the HDMI. And we had a picture. So I don't know what I did, you know, besides setting it back to factory settings, but it instantly, I mean, literally, as soon as I pressed that button, it, like, blinked for a second, and then the HDMI, it had HDMI up in the corner, and I got a TV channel, and I could change channels on the cable box and watch the TV. So I thought, oh, this is not, I thought, you know, this is actually not Comcast's fault. This is your fault for not knowing what setting to be on the TV. But the TV is, like, 4 or 5 years old, and it just, actually, it's, like, it's almost 5 years old, because the boyfriend, I know he bought it that first summer we were together, I think, which would be almost 5 years. So, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, so we got the TV fixed, cable box is working, everything's fine. Then we went to lunch, and then after lunch, I came home and got busy doing my stuff, cleaning the house, doing the laundry, running the dishwasher, all that stuff. So, that was the weekend. Now, we did not watch the Golden Globes last night, Sunday night, but I was so glad to hear that Sandra Bullock won, because, you know, she has a huge hit with The Blind Side. It's made, like, I think $250 million. She might be, like, the highest grossing female for the year or something like that, and she's now made her movies. If you add up all the grosses for all of her movies, she's made, like, $1 billion, $1.2 billion. $1.2 billion from all her films, so she's like the second or third highest grossing female. So, and then The Blind Side, of course, did so well, and it's been doing so well for weeks and weeks and weeks now. And she won the Golden Globe. I really hope that she is going to be nominated for an Oscar, and I hope she wins an Oscar because she doesn't have one yet. Nor I don't even think she has a nomination, because most of her movies are kind of fluff, funny movies that are not serious in nature, and this one, I believe, I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it and read reviews and stuff and seen the trailers and all that stuff. But this one is a real serious movie, and I keep hearing that she did a really, really good job, so good for her. So yeah, I'm hoping that she gets nominated for an Oscar. I don't know when the nominations take place, but or even any of that kind of stuff, so I have to watch for that. And the last thing I want to tell you about is today, Apple officially announced that they would be having an event, a release event or whatever, an event on January 27th, 10 a.m. Western time. Western time? West time. West Coast time. Whatever. Anyway, and the rumors are that we're going to see possibly a tablet computer. They are saying that we might see the iPhone 4.0 software, or at least look at it. And then today, rumors came around that we might see the iLife 2010 software, which I had not heard a thing about. So that would be interesting to see. Either way, you know, I'll be all excited. And not that I will be buying a tablet computer, of course. It depends on how much it costs. It's all about the cost, because I have absolutely no money. I actually had to charge a couple things this weekend because I'm so broke, and I was trying not to charge. But anyway, so I'll be watching that Apple event on January 27th, and sticking with the whole iPhone thing, AT&T dropped the price of the unlimited data and unlimited text, whatever, plan for iPhones down to $99. So that's going to be looking better for me to possibly get an iPhone like next August. So we'll see. Anyway, I have been rattling on long enough. I hope everyone had a wonderful three-day weekend. And, oh, you know what? I need someone to call. I just remembered. I don't need someone to call my voicemail line. I have a voicemail, and it is from actually a while ago. I think this is from 2 weeks ago. Well, actually, it's from January 12th. Oh, so not even a week. Last Tuesday. But I just tapped the desk. I believe it is from the Faye driver of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, and I will stick it in here. I believe he's just thanking me for mentioning his podcast. So I will stick it in here before it's the end of the show, and that's it. So, boys and girls, that's all for today. Until next time, bye.
Hey, Archer, this is the Faye driver from the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I just wanted to say thank you very much for mentioning me on one of your recent shows. I've already felt the awesome power of the Podfather. My listenership has increased by 500%. So, in just the 24 hours. So, thank you very much for that. So, in the spirit of the Ramble Redhead handbook on advertising and promotion, who, Ramble, actually, I just got a message. He's following me on Twitter now. Thank you, Ramble. Check out the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, www.pinkwheelnuts.com. My God, it's raining cats and dogs here in Vancouver. I certainly shouldn't be talking on the phone while I'm driving. Oh, well. Oh no, look out! Oh, I'm just kidding. That's just a little joke I like to play. Everything's fine. Okay, bye-bye.